Hello, everyone out there listening. This is Erin Lincoln, official podcast hostess for Paper Tray Ink Radio. Today is June 4th, and this is podcast number 9. I'm sitting here at my computer with a few June release projects done and sitting in front of me. Tonight at midnight starts the 5 days of previews, and then the traditional countdown starts on the 10th. Gotta say, I think a few wishes have been granted this time around, but aren't they always? Can't wait for you to see. Let the fun begin. On today's episode, we've got some listener opinions about taking crafting supplies along on vacation and their best strategies for packing light but with purpose. Then, last month, I pre-recorded what it is like to get a design team box. Lots of little insider tidbits come along with that. And lastly, we've got Nicole, Jen, and myself weighing in during our Q&A segment. Let's take it right to the Google Voice account and see what y'all have been saying about stamping and vacationing.
Hi, Erin. This is Victoria Nelson calling from Seattle, Washington. I'm VNelson78 on the Paper Tray Forum. I'm calling in response to this week's podcast question regarding taking stamping supplies along on vacations. This is actually a very timely question for me because I'm going on vacation in a couple of weeks. My family will be renting a houseboat for a week on Lake Shasta, and I'm planning to take along some stamping supplies with me because I anticipate I'll actually have some time to play. If I was taking a more, I guess, active vacation where I was doing a lot of sightseeing and touring, I probably wouldn't bring any crafting supplies with me just because I wouldn't have the time to use them. I keep a sewing box that contains basic stamping supplies, like brown and black ink, scissors, adhesive, ruler, pencil, paper, a small paper trimmer, and a collection of assorted die cuts and paper scraps. I usually take this with me when I go to a friend's house to craft, and I never have to worry about forgetting any of the essentials since I maintain a separate box strictly for mobile crafting. I also have a tote bag that holds a travel folder of about 10 or so basic Copic colors, and again, because they're duplicates in my collection, I don't have to worry about transferring them back and forth between my tote bag and my craft studio. So I'm planning to take this sewing box and my travel Copics with me on my trip, and I'll supplement them with some basic note cards and a few paper tray stamp sets. I love how portable the paper tray stamp sets are. It's a lot easier to carry a few CD cases rather than lug around a box of wood-mounted stamps. So anyway, that's my crafting plan for my vacation. I haven't taken an official vacation in probably 5 years, so I'm really looking forward to some relaxation and playtime with my stamping toys. And I'm really curious to hear what other crafters take with them on their vacations, too. So thanks so much, Erin. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Jenna Hips, and I'm answering your question to the last recent podcast that we had. And I was thinking about this question for myself and wondering what other people bring. Well, I'm getting ready to go to the beach this week, and I was wanting to bring something, but I was trying to think of what would be the best thing to do. So I just had gotten a package from Paper Tray Ink, and I decided to narrow it down to something small and not be so big. So what I did was I got the Tutti Frutti paper pack, the pattern paper pack, and I got a couple different stamps. I got the cherries and the melons and the grapes, and I decided to just bring that and some inks and some paper and maybe a punch or two and see what I could come up with those, with just narrowing it down to coordinating paper, pattern paper, the stamps, and a few extra little supplies so I'm not bringing so many things and just narrowing it down to just using one theme. So that is my answer for that question, and I hope that that may help someone else in the future. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Hi, Erin and Paper Tray Ink Radio. I'm answering the question in regards to taking projects with you when you're on vacation. My name is Dolly Foote, and I absolutely do. I usually take a bag like a Trader Joe's or a Whole Food reusable shopping bag and a plastic iris container that you can pick up at any hobby craft store. And I take card products with me usually. I don't normally tend to take layouts. Cards are much more doable. I keep a set of like Basic Gray. Makes wonderful little card sets that are very portable. And little jewels and some tape. I can fit in my Scoret and a paper trimmer and a few other things and ribbon. And I usually rubber band together either some of my Prismacolor pencils or my Copic markers. And this all fits great inside of a little tote bag. That's really portable in the car. It's great on an airplane. I'm fortunate enough to go down to the in-laws' house down in Palm Springs a few times a year, and they have a wonderful little table set up in the corner of their dining room overlooking the valley, and I get to spread my stuff out there for the week, and it's always fun to be able to have goodies to play with. I usually, if I'm on a plane, and I'm only going to a business trade show or a business conference, I usually don't take as many supplies, but I try and take something, including the pre-stamped cards. That's a wonderful, wonderful idea. It's nice to be able to have some time to be able to just play with things away from the demands of home where you have other distractions. So it's always nice to have goodies with you. I want to thank you guys again for Paper Tray Inc. Radio. I love the podcasts. I love being able to download them and listen to them while I'm sitting in my office at work. I think it's wonderful. So keep up the great job. Love it. Bye.
Hi, Erin. This is Holly Allison. I have an idea for your question. As far as going on vacation or just actually going any place, what I love to do is stamp out a bunch of images onto white paper, and then when I have the time, I sit and color with my Copics. I don't take all of them. I usually just bring my paper tray collection because that's such a great variety. And I sit and color in the images, very stress-relieving, lots of fun, so I usually pack a nice pair of scissors, and then when I'm finished, I can just cut out the images, and I put them in a little box. And then when I need to make a quick card, I have things already colored and cut out, and it makes it really simple. Like you, I used to love to color as a child, and I really enjoy using my Copic markers and my Paper Tray ink stamps. So just an idea that I do, kind of a funny little thing. I was on a plane one time traveling, and I pulled out my box, and I was coloring my images, and there was a businessman sitting next to me all dressed up, and he looked over at me and saw all my stuff and said, "Can I play?" So anyway, that's my tip, and I love watching all your videos and seeing all the great ideas on the Paper Tray site and the blog as well. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Hi, Erin. It's Kelly McMillan from Milton, Ontario, Canada. Just calling to answer your radio blog question for this week. And, yes, when I go away to my friend's cottage, I do take my card stamping stuff with me. My friend's an avid scrapbooker, and since it's her cottage, she keeps all of her scrapbooking stuff up there with her. So if I'm desperate for some little tool, she'll always let me go into her stash, or if I need to borrow a piece of pattern paper or something like that. But when I go up, I usually have decided on one or two designs of cards that I want to take up and do multiples of. So I keep it to a pretty basic design, something that I can stamp happy birthday on later, or thank you, or any of those generic sentiments. I make sure that I do all of my heat embossing and all of my die cutting at home, because I don't want to be taking my big shot or my heating tool up to the cottage with me. So basically I'm taking cardstock that's already been scored, my pieces that have already been pre-die cut, one or two stamp sets, scissors, adhesive, you know, pretty much just the basics, and then I just sit in sort of assembly line, go through, and put my cards together. I'm a big fan of ribbon and buttons, so it usually means bringing up a little bit of my ribbon stash or my button collection. But other than that, I try to keep it pretty simple and carry fairly light so that I'm not worrying about packing too much extra into the car, and I'm not letting card stamping totally take over the time that we have together. We usually try to sit together about 2 hours on a Saturday and then 2 hours again on a Sunday and do our crafty thing together while the gentlemen go out and do their thing outside, and then we both promise to put it away and spend the rest of the time with our families. Anyway, I hope that answers your question, and keep the great podcasts coming. Thanks. Bye.
Alrighty, I see a couple trends here. Lots of you like to take your crafting supplies along with you on vacation for some of that downtime or in case of a rainy day. And it takes a bit of forethought and planning to make yourself up some kits before you go, so you aren't lugging that cuddlebug along through security at the airport. It made me laugh when that businessman leaned over and asked if he could play too with, I think it was Holly's Copics. I'm telling you, coloring, it's therapeutic. I certainly hope she schooled him in coloring techniques and that he passed the flight enjoying himself with some arts and crafts supplies. Even guys can do it. As for me, I'm back from my 1 week stint in Corolla, North Carolina for a family wedding. I had grand plans for bringing something along with myself so I could enjoy some downtime. But in the mad dash to get out of the house that Saturday morning, it just didn't seem to make the cut. I'm not a big pre-planner. And now on the flip side, I just have to laugh at myself. There was no way I was getting anything done. I took two small children to a beach with a beach house with a pool. Matt and I listened to one of Michael J. Fox's books on our road trip, and I think he summed it up best when it comes to living with small children. You're basically on a 24/7 suicide watch, trying to thwart their every attempt at finding new and exciting ways to kill themselves. So true. If I could have put a bike helmet and a life vest on both of them, maybe surgically attached them just to give myself peace of mind, I would have done it. But as is, you know, I think I'm going to have to wait 10 years before I can take some craft supplies with me for vacation, as much as I'd like to do it now. All right, I have a great topic for you today. Let's talk trends. How often do you fall under their spell? And do you decide at some point that even if something goes out of favor in the fickle world of paper crafting, it could be, you know, 2 months from now, do you still keep using them? I'm all about the banners and the bikes, personally. I have a cruiser-style bicycle with a basket that I drive to the grocery store, and I love decorating for birthdays. So these two things, they're trendy now, but I don't see myself stop using them because I like them in my normal everyday life. So I'm going to keep them to the forefront of my crafting. So what in the past has spoken to you and that you've adopted into your own personal style on a more permanent basis? Or are you a slave to trends, jumping from one thing to another, which, you know, is fun too. It keeps it fresh. There are pros and cons both sides of this. Let me know how you feel. Call into our Google Voice account today at 301-799-8338 and leave us your answer. If I use it on podcast number 10, I'll enter you into a drawing for a stamp set of your choice. What do you have to lose? Call in today. Stepping back a little on a time machine, I'm actually recording this on May 3rd because I want you to know what it's like to get a design team box. And of course, I can't open a design team box and then put it on the Paper Tray Radio because, you know, the release might not be done yet, and I'm talking about all this stuff that, you know. So we needed to save it for a month. So if you don't mind, today's May 3rd. My box just came via UPS. Sometimes it comes USPS. And I've gotten quite attuned to hearing either truck come up the street. I can hear them anywhere in the house. It's very silent around here out in the country. I even heard it one time in the shower, and I'm hopping out of the shower to go get my box because I knew it was coming that day. So yeah, we look forward to getting these. It's a lot of fun, just like you do. All right, so let's go ahead and open this one up. All right. Okay, first thing I notice, let's get the tissue paper out of the way, is a bunch of Seagate D cases. Now, what you probably don't know is the design team members, we don't get CD cases with our stamps. It's something that we have to either do on our own, or we have an opportunity every month to earn additional either refill supplies or stamp sets that we don't already have for some of us who have joined the team a little later. I have a bunch of CD cases that I earned this last month. I got 15, so I'm going to, hopefully that'll last me. That's really only going to last me one time, so I'm going to have to order some more next month. Oh well, just part of it all. Okay, so let's get these out of here. All right, next we have our stamps, and they come with our, just the standard sheets that you get in your little boxes with that film across them. Now, you have to forgive me, I don't know all the names yet. I will not know the names by heart until it's time for me to load it all up into the design team gallery. There's just so many names, so you'll have to forgive me if I refer to something just as the image rather than the name of the stamp set, because by the time this airs, I probably know the name, but right now I don't. Okay, they come wrapped in tissue paper in a nice little stack. All right, now we get PDFs of all the stamp sets, usually on the 20th to the 25th of the month. And what you don't really appreciate is the size and scale of stamps in relation to each other. So at this point, as I'm unwrapping them, I'll probably lay them on top of each other a little bit to see if something works with another stamp set. Let's see. All right. Here's the Year of Flowers collection. See, I actually know the name of that one. Does it go with the new Taggets? Will it fit in there? And it looks like with little masking, that might be fun. So that's something I have in the back of my mind that I might use for my project, because I have no idea what I'm going to do at this point. Oh, here's a whale tail. Now, I have a feature on the blog for this, you know, on the countdown day, so I have to come up with three projects for this. And now, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm going to start brainstorming, you know, can I use... Here's that, you know, that wavy stripe from that patriotic 4th of July set. Can I use those as, like, water waves to go with my whale? Or am I going to have to die cut waves? Do I have something that'll work? I don't know yet. It's one of those things when you are in the throes of it that it comes to you. Oh, here's a vintage travel one. I'm not clear about all the names, like I said. I'm curious if I can lay the two maps over each other. One's kind of a line map, like a little road map, and one is just like this big negative image of the United States. Can one go on the other? So probably within the next, 6 to 8 hours when I have some child-free time, I'll run up to my office and just start stamping stuff, seeing if things work, kind of hammering out my initial ideas, and then, you know, probably tonight I'll... maybe start working on a project or two, because I'm really jazzed at this point for getting new supplies. All right, here's all the Fruit Fusion stuff from Melissa. Lots of little stamps. Now, the days that Nicole posts the PDFs to us via email, she also goes over, there's a design team board that we congregate on and discuss things we need to do for the, you know, for the month. And she posts some sign-up sheets. And one of the group projects this month is using Fruit Fusion. And we need to, between, you know, the 10 of us or the 12 of us, I don't know how many there are, we need to decide amongst ourselves who's going to feature what. And so really, it's first come, first serve. So as soon as you get that PDF, you want to run over there and sign up for what you want. It usually works out. And sometimes if you don't get what you initially want, it's okay, because, you know, Dawn mentioned it a couple podcasts ago. It's when you do something that is, you step out of your box a little bit, that you come up with some more creative ideas. So usually it's really not a problem. I signed up for the apple here. Cute little apple. No idea what I'm going to do. Hopefully inspiration will strike. And that usually happens when there's a deadline, like tomorrow. And that's the key ingredient to coming up with something is, holy moly, it's due tomorrow. I need to come up with something. So that's for me. And then what else? What's the other group project? I can't even think straight. Oh, I think the seed packets. Yeah, Garden of Life. No, it's not Garden of Life. It's Garden Variety. That's right. And actually, this is a little bit unusual. I don't have that stamp set in my box. And Nicole let us know a couple days ago that it would be coming later. So there was some manufacturing issue. And it'll come later in about a week in the mail. So something to look forward to. So just set that aside and work on that later. All right. Let's see. What else can we do? Oh, now it's time to let you in on some insider secrets. We really have to pay attention now that we have the actual stamps in hand, because we're kind of like the last line of defense in the product development. We sometimes find mistakes in the stamps. Or something won't work. We know two things are stuck together, and we'll mention on the boards, hey, these two stamp sets are stuck. Two stamps on the sheet. There might the backing might be a little too close, so you have to cut them apart. Just so everyone is aware of what's going on, and when the customers, you guys, get your stamps in the mail, we already know either these are problems that have already been fixed for you. Or, you know, we can give you a heads up. Other things, let me think. Okay, the skateboard set from last month, one of the skateboards said throttle. And we got a stamp set. The stamp with the skate on it was a throttle with two T's, and it needed three T's. So we were just told to set that aside, throw it away. Don't feature it. Nobody was supposed to feature that one stamp. And it would be fixed in time for the release, and then the next month we would get the replacement stamp for ourselves. So that does tend to happen. And then another favorite one, and this is really funny because this is the time I actually kept the mistake stamp. I'm going to use it for myself, is Studio Style. It originally had the motto, it originally had a saying that said, do something creative every day. And that is actually the motto for Paper Swords, which is a really great stationery and paper crafting store. You know, they have locations like there's one in Georgetown and Alexandria for me because I live in the DC area, and they're also online. So that's actually their motto. So we discovered that, I think it might have been Jen, after the design team members got the stamps, and so they decided not to use that. But it's a great little phrase, so I kept it, and I won't use it for anything in publication or a line, but I might use it for personal projects, you know, sending stuff to girlfriends. I'll never know. It's very limited edition paper tray ink stamp right there. But I held on to that one. Don't tell anybody. All right, next up, we got dies. Okay, I have another funny, like, mistake story for you with dies, and I'll tell you that here in a second. Now, they usually come in a little envelope. Get them all out. It's folded in thirds. I love the dies, so this is a really exciting thing for me to open. Okay, interesting story here. We don't have the garden variety dies. We don't have the stamp set yet, and we don't have the dies because Nicole decided just a few days ago that she wanted to add an additional die, and this is after maybe design team boxes already got sent out. So they're adding the water can, the gloves, and I think there's like little tools or something. So we may or may not get that in time for the release. It'll be interesting. Check out our projects, and you might be able to spot this because none of us are going to use, if we don't get the die, none of us are going to use those images cut out because we're waiting. Why bother, right? So it might be just a little something, a little tell if you're looking for it, you'll see, and that'll come later. And I'm really glad she decided to add that die because I think that's really, I'm going to use it a lot. So if I'm going to use it, I know everybody else is going to use it. Oh, look, we got the seed packet envelope and like a little seed packet frame. And this is really exciting for me because this is the first time I had a suggestion that was made into a product. I suggested this to Nicole a long time ago, and it's really neat to kind of see it put into fruition here. There's like a little hourglass frame, which was totally Nicole's idea. They're really taking it in a vintage direction. I guess they're teaming it up with Melissa Phillips' idea. That'll be lots of fun. All right, got to wait for my stamps to come. I have to be patient before I bust all this out, but that just gives me something to look forward to. You know, you don't want all the excitement to be done in just a couple minutes of opening a box, right? Okay, that funny story I wanted to tell you. Nobody has any idea about this, and I checked with Nicole so I could tell you. Back in February, when they did the Button Boutique stamps, they had those button dies, right? Well, they were trying out a new type of die. It was some like zinc composite die. They were really, really thick. They were maybe between, I don't know, 3/8 of an inch to an inch thick, these dies. You know, special sandwiches and extra shims and all that. So, you know, we got them in our boxes, and for about a week on the message boards, you know, we were going back and forth about, you know, it's not working, I don't like this, what's the sandwich, somebody broke their plates. I mean, it was kind of a disaster. It was very clear that these things weren't working. Like, they wouldn't even cut through paper cleanly. And the wafer dries were cutting through, like, the coaster board that was released that month. And the idea with these new dies is they were going to be able to cut through thicker materials, such as thick chipboard or, you know, yada, yada, yada. But it ended up, they were a bust. We couldn't even, like I said, couldn't even get them to go through paper. So within a week, we were told to discard them, and the button dies were released in their wafer format, and they cut through the coaster board just fine, through the paper nice and cleanly. And this is a fun story, or a fun little tidbit. You know, the die manufacturers sent us out individually the replacement dies, which I don't think we got in time for the release. And then we got another set in the box, so we have actually double the button dies, which is a really good die to have extras of. All right, here's the cane impression plate. That'll be fun. You never know what they're going to look like when you impress them. So one of my first things to do is to run these through because I really like these. They're fun. All right, what else? Oh, lots of fusion dies. Lots of them. I wonder if they cut through felt and if you could do something fun with these. Oh, and gotta be careful not to lose that floral fusion dye. That thing's so tiny. Okay. All right. Next up, another thing that I earned and ordered in addition to the CD cases was some old stamp sets. I've been slowly collecting them over the last, I think I've been a member of the team like 16 or 17 months now. Last month I got stuff like homemade. I recently got homemade. I recently got faux ribbon. This time I am getting simple stationery. It's an older release, but I like the scrolly circles that fit in the 1 3/4 circle dies. So we'll see what we do with that. And I also ordered a 24-pack of Softstone cardstock because I used up all of my reserve making my sister's shower invitations a couple weeks ago. So I needed to replace that. All right, pretty much that's it for this box. Now, if you notice, I didn't say anything about pattern paper. That's actually another thing that we don't always get with our release. It depends on when it's printed. Sometimes we can print them off of our PDF file. So if we want to use them, we can, home print, a sheet of paper. Sometimes Nicole prints them out herself and mails them from her house. And so we do get those. Or sometimes they actually come in our box. And sometimes we wait till the next month. So it's just always kind of a crapshoot when we get those. And that's okay. Usually we have one from the previous month, but I don't even remember what it was, but we got that one on time last month, so I don't have any pattern paper in this box. And then, if there's a new color, which there hasn't been for a long time because we're waiting for the ink, we always get the buttons and the ribbon. That's pretty much standard. Whether or not we get the cardstock right away, that's 50-50 shot too. We'll get it next time. So it's interesting, now knowing these little things, if you look at our projects, you can kind of spot what we got in the box that month. If like there's a new color and we're only using the ribbon and the buttons, we didn't get the cardstock. Just interesting little, it's like little clues. Be Nancy Drews. What did the design team get? Okay, so what I do now is I really enjoy putting my stamps in the cases. I'll put some TV on that my husband doesn't want to watch, and I'll sit cross-legged in my family room, and I'll put everything together, and I put all my, there's lots of like extra paper left over, so it goes in a little baggie thrown out, and then I'll come up and, I'll stamp a couple ideas that I have, or run some dies through, because I just want to see the dies with the stamps all set, run that impression plate, and I'll put my dies away. I've been adopted Nicole's idea of little CD envelopes, works really well. And I'll do that. So then I'll be ready to go and probably be good to go for a couple cards just because I have this creative oomph for a couple days and get some projects done. And then I'll hit a wall and I'll need to take a couple days off. And then the deadline will come up and then you don't have time to be indulgent with creative blocks. And you just got to get it done. So that's how it works. I hope you learned some interesting stuff. And I hope you enjoy getting your product when it comes in the mail just as much as I do. Okay, next up is our question and answer period, where you call in with questions and we answer. So let's take it to the phones and see what we're going to learn today.
Hi, this is Kathy McCloskey of Black Diamond, Washington, and I have a question for Radio Podcast Number 9 for someone on the paper tray team. Being somewhat new to PTI, I'm not sure what determines when new products will be released. Since I'd really like to get started mass-producing my Christmas cards early this year, I'm wondering when and if any new holiday sets will be released. Would hate to decide on my design now and buy everything I need, only to learn that if I had waited another month or two, something even more fabulous piques my interest. Personally, I find it much easier to send the same card to all 120 addresses on my Christmas card list. Thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to hearing the answer on June 4th. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much for your great question, Kathy. This is Nicole, and I thought I would highlight our holiday release schedule for this year so you can feel prepared. August is our official fall-themed month with focus on Halloween, Thanksgiving, and anything relating to autumn. Sometimes we even throw a few back-to-school-related items in during this release as well. September kicks off our three-month winter bonanza. We have September, October, and even a small portion of the November release dedicated to Christmas, snow and winter themes, and sometimes even a little Hanukkah and other religious affiliations covered. Looking even further into the future, we tend to dedicate December to Valentine's Day, partially, and we usually cover a little bit of Easter in February. I hope this helps you in your planning, Kathy, and thanks for calling in.
Hi, my name is Karen Spacious, and I have a question regarding, I guess it's kind of storage. I love all of the ideas that your designers put out every month for all of the releases, and I was just curious if you've ever considered putting together some, like a PDF file or something that you can buy that would have all of those ideas in one place, or if you have any other suggestions as to how to save them, because I don't always have my computer where I'm crafting. So that's my question. Have a great day. Thanks.
Hi, Karen. This is Jennifer Ellison. In regards to your question about a PDF of the design team work, it's something that we've considered in the past, but we really feel strongly that these are ideas that you should see for free. So we've not given any real huge thought into making it available for sale. All of those items are available in the gallery, and if you're looking for something that you can take into your craft space with you, I would suggest just using your right click on your mouse. If you see a picture that you would like, all you have to do is right click it, hit copy, and then go into Microsoft Word or any other word processing program, click on your page, right click again, and you'll see paste, and you'll be able to transfer those ideas into a Word document that can be printed and easily carried into your craft room for further inspiration. I hope this is a good option for you, and if you have any other questions, don't hesitate to call into Paper Tray Radio. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, this is Terry in Culp City. I have another just question that I have been wanting an answer, and I know that all of the Paper Tray Ink gals do a ton of submitting. And I have just started and have been blessed to have had some cards picked up in some different publications, so I'm super excited. But here's my question, as I've been doing more and more of that. From time to time, I will see, particularly on the Paper Crafts Facebook page, which I'm not even a Facebook member, but I stalk that, about people will say, oh, I submitted so many cards, and they didn't all get accepted, but now I have things to submit for next month. So I have two questions. First of all, for those wonderful people that get submitted all the time, how many cards do you make to submit in a magazine for each one, for each call? Secondly, if they don't all get picked up, do you submit them again? How does that work? Just curious, because I would think with the blind submission that they would then know that it's you. I don't know. So any insight or information you have on that would be greatly appreciated. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Hey, Terry. It's Erin. I thought I'd go ahead and field this question for you. I've been in the submitting game for the last 10 years now, which is kind of hard to believe. I feel like ancient woman at this. Most of my experience is with submitting to scrapbook pages, but I put my toe in the card and paper crafting arena in the last 3 years or so. With that being said, and in relation to your first question about the number of projects to submit per call, I'll just say that I think the card magazines get a lot more projects submitted than the scrapping magazines. So the competition seems a bit stiffer. So what you gotta do is you have to ask yourself the question whether you really want to focus on just a few projects, making them the absolute best you can possibly make them, or you might wanna stack the odds in your favor by submitting quantity, like as many as you can. In my experience, I find that the projects I usually get picked up are the ones that I create in moments of sheer inspiration. They don't ever really feel forced to me, but rather the creativity just sort of overflows. They're the projects that are just easy for me to create, and of course, then I start riding that creative high. I get really excited, I want to create more, and so I force the issue, and then things tend to get a bit harder for me. And those cards tend not to get picked up. So what I recommend, and I should take my own advice, obviously, is create for submitting just as long as it feels good to you. Doesn't matter the number. Chances are that what results will be your best work and have the best shot at getting picked up. As for the second question about resubmitting, absolutely. Blind submissions mean that they don't know it is you until they decide to use the project. So if you resubmit the same project to the same magazine, they might recognize it and it might be a better fit for another article, but they don't know it's you until they say, yes, we want that. And of course, you can shop those projects around a little bit as well. What one magazine doesn't want might be the right project for another. My only tip here is to save your supply list and instructions in a Word document with the first submission. That way you can cut and paste the information for all subsequent submissions. It will save you a ton of work in the long run. Hope this helps. And I want to say before I forget, congratulations on getting some projects picked up. It's lots of fun and helps justify all future expenditures. After all, it's now a business expense. Save your receipts. Okay, take care and thanks for calling in. Okay, time to wrap it up. You guys have certainly listened to me talk way too much this podcast, so I'm going to keep it short. We have to pick our random winner from all of our contributors today. We have Victoria, Sinahip, Dolly, Holly, Kelly, Kathy, Karen, and Terry. It all seems to rhyme real well together. I assign everybody a number, I plug it into the computer, and it spits me out a number, and that's number 8, which is Terry. So Terry, please email customer service, tell them you won podcast number 9, and let them know what stamp set you'd like, and we'll get that in the mail to you. All right, everybody else, please call in. Without you, I don't have a radio show, to 301-799-8338 with your answers to our discussion questions about whether or not you're a slave to trends, and with additional questions for our design team members, Nicole, Jen, and our stamp designers. I'd love to hear from you. All right, y'all enjoy the first full week of June. Hopefully it's warming up and you're hitting the pool and the kids are out of school and it's just time to start enjoying summer. That's what I'm going to be doing. I'll catch you next time on... I should have looked this up before I said anything. It's going to be Saturday, June 18th, the next podcast. So I'll catch you then. All right, you take care and enjoy your summer. Bye-bye.